he didn't.
I love
he never
you.
Forgot about me, my
love.
And that other thief I can imagine.
I love
oh, my Judas, but I
love
said, Father,
I love
oh,
in my
I feel that, y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio.
I'm thirsty.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
Jesus.
Welcome to the Movement of Christ Worldwide Ministers Broadcast. Brought to you by the Greater King David Baptist Church. Pastored by Dr. John E. Montgomery II. One church ministering in two locations. 222 Blood Road and 7305 Harry Drive. Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Thank you for your prayers and support of the ministry. Let us now join the broadcast already in progress.
Hope for all I
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. How excellent is thy name in all the earth. But you give God a hand of praise for that reality today. How excellent is thy name. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you afresh now for this wonderful opportunity to hear your word. Lord, minister to us, speak to our hearts, reach us underneath the skin where the reality of our existence is. Show us what you want us to see. Speak to us in an intimate and clear fashion that we can't mistake what you're saying to us. And Lord, bless us as we hear and heed your principles. Gracious God, our Father, we'll be ever so careful to give you all praise, glory, and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. And the people of God said, amen. Amen. Bless him one more time, if you don't mind. Bless him, bless him, bless him, bless him. Come on, bless him, bless him. You might not feel like it, but he's worthy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. From a familiar passage of scripture, I want to lift just one verse to begin our message this morning, found in Psalms number 34 and 1. Psalms number 34 and 1. And the psalmist says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his holy word, to the hearers and the doers of his divine will. For just a little while, I want to speak from the subject, I'm not too proud to praise. I'm not too proud to praise. I need you to hear what King David is saying. I think it would be helpful in our personal worship. I think it would be helpful in our public worship. I think it would be great as witnesses of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I think it will benefit us when we thank God for his goodness, but then when things don't go our way, I think it is encouraging to us to know that God is worthy of our praise at all times. One of the first things I want you to notice about the text is that David is dealing with his personal attitude or his personal volition, his own will. His praise is not predicated on what other people think. His praise is not attuned to the atmospheric conditions. His praise is not yielded because others think he ought to lift his hands, open up his mouth, or clap, or stomp his feet. His praise is from an inward reality and a connectivity with the Creator of all things. David says, I will bless the Lord. At when? At all times. First of all, he's saying this with a conviction and a commitment. The conviction comes first because, my brothers and sisters, one of the things you're going to have to note in life is that life doesn't always go your way. Every day is not always sunny, and things are not always happy, and you're not, contrary to what some folk think, you're not always on top, and you're not always the winner. Sometimes you're going to be down and out. Sometimes you're going to be sick and tired. Sometimes the enemy is going to appear to be winning. Sometimes you're going to find that you, as a child of God, do get depressed and oppressed by the enemy, but you got to shake it off and remember to whom you belong. That there are times when things just don't go right. There are times people that you trusted proved that they weren't trustworthy. That you'll find out there are times you had folk to tell you, listen, if you need somebody to talk to, you can count on me. I won't tell anybody. And for it's all over, you'll heard everything you shared from the deepest secrets of your heart. It's important to realize David has gone through some stuff. Somebody said, gone through some stuff. Now, when you've gone through some stuff, you'll learn how to get your attitude right. You'll learn how to put your focus on the right person and take your problems to the one who can really do something about them. And David says from conviction, I will bless the Lord. Listen, not just when things are good. He wasn't a wishy-washy worshiper like so many of us are. He wasn't a praiseful, thankful person when God answered his prayers and things were going his way like some of us are. He didn't show up in the house of the Lord when he was winning and all was well with him only. But he declares, I will bless the Lord at all
times. When I'm up, when I'm down, when I'm happy, when I'm sad, when I'm right, when I'm wrong, when it's good, when it's bad, when it's hot and it's cold, all times in every condition and situation of my life. It takes a conviction. Because I see some of you on Sunday mornings, you won't even speak to God, let alone praise Him. Then you roll your eyes at others who are praising Him around you. Like, you better keep that praise to yourself. I wish you would hit my hat. I wish you would stomp my feet. Grunting, rolling their eyes, looking like something stank, nothing but their attitude does. But they're on the Lord's side. Lord don't need folk like that on His side. You do more for the enemy's side than you do for God. Folk come here hurting, looking for help, looking for inspiration. You sitting up there like a sourpuss. No joy in your heart, no light in your eyes, no pep in your step, no love in your heart for God nor man. And you want folk to think God's been good to you? Oh, He has been, because the word says He blesses the just and the unjust. So He has been good, but it wouldn't be told if they had to look at your face. At all times, he's convicted that God should be blessed. What this says to the believer is, listen, there are no special times to praise God. Any time is a good time. Any time and every time is a good time to praise the Lord. Now listen, that here's the commitment now. He has the conviction. Listen, he says his praise shall continually be in my mouth. I'm going to bless him. I'm going to praise him. Blessing means to speak well of him, to say good things about him, to talk him up. To praise him is to give thanks and glory for those things that he's done and his worthwhileness. It's important to understand that God loves the praise of his people. He inhabits, he gets inside of your praise when you know how to praise him right. Don't sit here and act like you don't like praise. Because the moment somebody don't acknowledge you and recognize you and pat you on your back and tell you you did good and don't do all that to you, you get your little feelings hurt. And if it's somebody even in your own household, if they don't praise you quick enough, how did I do? Well, did I do all right? You're seeking your praise. God loves the praise of the people he has blessed. See, those are the people who have a right and a privilege to praise God. But listen at this. David's commitment was to praise him all the time. So there is conviction and commitment in verse 1. But verse 2 deals with something else. It deals with communion and communication. I'm not talking about the Lord's Supper communion. I'm talking about communing. I'm talking about intimate fellowship with him. I'm talking about one-on-one with him. I'm talking about making time for him. I'm talking about setting aside the time to enter into his presence with him. I'm talking about making him feel worthy in your life that you have assigned time to spend with God because he's that worthy to you. He says, my soul